What is this, like the third day of rain? Dreary as heck. Rainy. Now cold, dreary. Appropriate song on Spout Channel. Waiting for the sun. I mean, I think that pretty much explained it. It's 3 days. It's crazy. The leaves are starting to just all at once now because of the rain. I had a feeling it was going to be like that. You get out and enjoy the beautiful fall season, folks. If you're into photography like I am and you want to take some really, really amazing pictures of all the fall foliage, get out there now before it's too late because the leaves are starting to fall off the trees. The leaves are losing their own leaves. That made no sense. Sorry. I'm feeling fatigued. Fatigued as hell. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I'm on Caring Bridge explaining the reason for the fatigue and stuff. The longer you take treatments, the more fatigued you feel. And talking to oncology again today, and we were going over and giving me some options. There's some replacement hormones in that. Just because you get through treatments, you're throwing everything off. Did lab works in that. Lab work, and some things I'm already thrown off, way off. So talking with my specialist in, 2 weeks? 2.5 weeks, I go back to the hospital. It's really up to me what I want to try to replenish what I'm losing, because it's, I mean, one thing, the fatigue's off the chart. I am so fatigued. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's horrible. Like, I had a goal today, like, I need to get out, okay? It's hard for me to do pedicure on my own, because of bending in that and where things are at, you know, which is in the lower area of my stomach and pelvic area. So it's like going to the pedicure, but like I couldn't even get up. It's like hard to get to sleep. By the time you get to sleep, then you can't get up. This is normal, folks. You know, going through different treatments and that. And like, you know, oncologist said, you're gonna feel yucky. I'm sorry, you're gonna feel really yucky. Some days you're gonna feel more yuckier than others, and today's one of those days. And yesterday I felt like shit. Excuse me, SH13, 6. That's how I feel. I'll trade shoes with you if you feel otherwise. But I just feel yucky today. I have no energy. It's like dragging myself around. And it's like now getting out. You know, everybody has their thing, you know? What makes them happy? You know, something that keeps them going and just something that brings a smile to their face daily. And, you know, I have, you know, things that I do and a couple of things that I'm able to still do. And, you know, hours works around of when I can get up and when I can get to sleep and when I can move my body around. But also recycling. I do a lot of recycling. I've been cleaning up, you know, the times I'm feeling good during the day and cleaning up around the house and storage totes, having to minimize and declutter again. And I'm always going to say, you know, I always have had a passion and heart for all the animals, especially the ferals and those in need. And I'll always continue being that person. Half of my heart belongs to the animals. I've been like that my whole life, and it's not going to change. You know, that passion and love only grow stronger. But I have two little ones, and they're younger, and I visit them, and that's just something I do. And bring them, make sure they got food and water, and it's getting colder in the wintertime, and I've done this for years. Folks take care of the ferals, the cat colonies, you know, when they can't find food or access, you know, make sure they're taken care of and the best that you can to your ability. And it's just a way for me to like recharge and just not think about anything and concentrate on, you know, the animals. And like I said, I've always been like that. That's my go-to, you know, everybody has their go-to. But instead of going through treatment that, I'm starting to already, my hair's starting to thin out. I'm not surprised. I was just told that's going to happen. But I can't do the harsh hair colors anymore, which is fine because I went blonde, really, really light blonde during the late spring and summer, which makes it super easy for your hair to hold red. And my hair has always leaned towards red. You know, and it's been like that for a long time. Used to be like in my 20s, early 30s, maybe mid-30s. Brown, burgundy, or brown, dark brown. My natural hair color almost jet black, but can't do that anymore. It doesn't hold for some reason. You know, treatments change you too. And the longer you do treatments and that, it just changes the way your hair follicles are and your hair color, how it holds in that. And that's like so true. But red has always held. And I have to switch now to vegan hair colors, hair products. And I thought I'd switch. Found Adore, which you can purchase it on Amazon, and cruelty-free animal tested, they don't do animal testing, cruelty free, all vegan, natural hair color. What's semi-permanent for me, my hair holds really well, almost like permanent. But it really brings the shine back in your hair. It doesn't damage your hair. It doesn't smell. It doesn't have all that, you know, chemical smell. And it's so super healthy. And it's what? I think it was like less than $6 for a small bottle. I mean, you don't need much. What you need to bring to the table is a bowl if you need it. If you use a bowl and a small hair coloring brush or comb. Make sure you have your plastic gloves, you know, because this stuff will stain your hands. I mean, it won't stay stained, but I did notice one thing washing my hair out. Oh my Lord, it definitely almost stained my nails. It tells you how strong it is, but this is what it looks like. The lighting is terrible in the house. I've changed bulbs twice this year, and the lighting's just bad. On the side, you know, facing the sun, I'm actually on the side not facing the sun, so the house doesn't get a lot of sunlight. And that like contributes to really bad lighting in your house. You know, it's like the house when you do your makeup and you walk out and it's like, you know, you do your makeup and it's like a really sheer, nice look. And you walk out and you look in the mirror and you look like Gene Simmons or Motley Crue dressed up, getting ready to perform a concert because you realize how damn dark it is. And I don't wear makeup. Very seldom you catch me wear makeup. I feel like I look better without makeup. I feel like I look older and it doesn't look like me with a bunch of makeup on, and everybody's different, but I just like natural look. Now, like Pam Anderson's going natural. I don't think people are used to seeing her without makeup. Let's face it, she looks different. She look a lot different. I mean, some pictures, you know, online in that paparazzi take or where she's at or movie premiere or out of the country or doing fashion stuff, or she does a lot of PETA and a lot of animal, you know, support and with organizations and that. It just really depends, I think, on who's taking the picture and, let's face it, her own lighting. I don't think she looks bad without makeup. She got tired of wasting hours and hours and hours and hours on makeup. Kind of like I got tired of wasting hours and hours and hours and hours when my hair was super long, straightening it and taking like 2 hours to straighten my hair. That's asinine. That's ass, okay? That was stupid. I mean, I could take all that time. I could think of a lot of things I could have done with that time, hundreds and hundreds of hours. I left my long hair, don't get me wrong, but most of the time I wore it up, so it was like, did I really enjoy my long hair? Well, if you're constantly wearing a bun and ponytail, are you really enjoying your long hair? I mean, hell, you might as well just go ahead and get chopped off and get extensions or wear wigs and get the same effect and not have to spend 2 hours on your hair, which is daggone the truth. But I don't know where I was on this podcast. But I put a picture of what I use in the two colors. I always make sure to use two different reds. One red, you know, under the hair, you know, and it's closest to your scalp. And then using, obviously, a different color, a lighter color at the top. And then kind of mixing it up around your roots and that. Vegan color, vegan color will hold through gray, okay? It will definitely hold better through gray than the box stuff or going to the salon. There's a lot of women and men, because men color hair too, that swear up and down that there's nothing better than salon color. I'm telling you, if you get a really good vegan color that works for you, because every hair color is going to hold different for every head of hair. And that's even getting down to the salons, okay? This hair color just worked exceptionally well for me. I just got lucky the first time. Lime crime, I can't think of it as either or, is what I used to use. But it wasn't working for me as well. It was washing out too quick. Adore is what I use. And it costs like half of what Lime Crime or Crime Lime I paid for, which is like double the price. And you don't need much with this. I just like the way that it's in the bottle and it's not messy like it is with Lime Crime, Crime Lime. Excuse me if I'm saying it wrong, which it's one or the other. It doesn't cost as much, but it works, I think. 10 times better. That's my opinion. But how my hair is held, I love red. It just goes nice with my hazel eyes. I love red. And you know, a lot of people, if they have really dark hair, and I used to have really super, super jet black natural hair. And, you know, you can't wear a lot of dark colors. It doesn't look right with really, really dark hair. And the same with blonde. I've been really, really platinum blonde through the spring and summer this year. And there's a lot of clothes that didn't look right with blonde hair. And you go red, it's like, every color in the rainbow of your wardrobe and closet looks good with red hair. You can't go wrong with red hair. The only thing with red hair I'm going to say is it's extremely messy to deal with when you're touching up the color. And let's face it, vegan hair color is messy, but any hair color is. But vegan hair color is going to be a little bit messier. But if it stains you, folks, those Mr. Clean, those wipes, the thin wipes, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of people use them on the wall and that are great to use when you have hair color on your hands or your fingers, or you have hair color on something, even your clothes. Those Mr. Clean, they come in like the scrub things. Mr. Clean scrubbers, I don't know. Hell, I can't think. I guess I'm so fatigued, brain's not operating right. Is it scrubbers? I don't know. But they have the really thin, the thin sheets. I have both, and the thin sheets, I mean, put some water on it and the color came out. So it's great. Like I said, you use it on anything. Your clothes, you can color on it. Floor, walls, whatever. Hair color's messy, even a salon, it's messy. So but I'm gonna plug it right here. And this is what my hair color turned out. Okay, take it for granted, the lighting is horrific. I have super bright lighting in the bathroom, so this is not really the color. Just consider it about 3 tones darker, but it is really super shiny. I love it, and it's super soft. And it washed out really easy, but it didn't wash everything out. But then again, like I said, my hair holds red really easily, and it holds red for a long time. So it's just my hair, my hair just gravitates more towards red. But it's a season. I always go back red, fall, winter, going through the winter, beginning of spring, and then I kind of change things up. But I don't regret going back red. Now it's just hoping I don't lose all my hair. It's thinned out so quick. So I couldn't even use box color anyway. And I know not to do that. I've been down this road before with oncology. I've been down this road with treatments and what I'm dealing with. So I know the hair loss and hair thinning is the first thing, is always a possibility. And, taking good supplements, vitamin supplements for your hair, ladies, is also extremely important. No matter how well you're eating, you can always benefit from a supplement. What your body does not use or take from supplement, you excrete it through your kidneys. Okay, you're going to urinate it out, so it's not going to hurt you. You're not going to overdose on biotin and all the hydrolic acid and that. And there is hydrolic acid in capsules. I take that and biotin. Biotin is also good for metabolism and giving you a little bit of energy, but let's face it, it's not giving me a damn bit of lick of energy. It's not. I'm just exhausted. I feel like the next zombie movie, if they were going to come out one for Halloween. Speaking of, I like doing lives, and I have the nun, the full costume in that. They had it, a couple years, maybe 2 or 3 years. I know the Nun Part 2 came out, what was it, like the beginning of September, maybe a month ago. I saw it and I'm like, am I going to download and stream this? Because I had certificates and stuff through Amazon, through, Amazon Prime, the video Amazon, whatever, since Free Yourself My Journey is on Audibles. I also got they sent me a email and certificate in that and asked if I'd be willing to do a live review on Britney Spears. What is it? I don't want to say it wrong because I'm so groggy. The Woman in Me? I'm the Woman in Me, something like that. And they allowed me to pre-order it for zero, so I got a credit. And the other book they want me to do a live review and online review for is I can't even think. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm sorry, I'm brain fog from medicine. So I've got 2, and I'm like 7 hours. Is that true? 7 hours on Britney Spears? That's what it told me. The listening time was gonna take me 7 hours. That's a hell of a lot of time. It's a good thing that I'm just like groggy and not able to really get out much right now. I'm gonna have a lot of time, but it's a release. They said, I ordered it. I had to order it through them, and then they'll send me the email and link and download it and the instructions, how to do reviews and that, online live review and a written review. So it'll be interesting to read a book. We've already heard a lot of things about it. What happened with her relationship with Justin Timberlake. And you like how he played it off, almost like a narcissistic move, didn't he? Yeah, this happened and this happened and I was pregnant, and his comeback. I have a beautiful life. I have great kids. I'm with my wife. I'm happy. Won't even address it. That's true narcissistic, isn't it, a person? Narcissistic personality disorder. Sorry, I'm gonna hit it again. You say something and they know they're involved. And literally, it's like blah, 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 blah. Hey, Dunkin' Donuts has a new go-to coffee donut combo for today. And I'm feeling like I want vanilla. And it has nothing to do with anything. I don't know if I would have said anything about my kids, Justin Timberlake, with your wife. I probably would have said, I wish Britney Spears well, and I'm sorry. That would probably be, I'm sorry, the first two words of my mouth. Is he narcissistic? I don't know, is he? A good portion of the population, from what I'm told by therapy, have narcissistic traits, if not narcissistic personality. But I thought that was just kind of off-putting. Like, that's not, you know. Mm-mm. It kind of reminds me of that late night host. I can't think of his name either because I'm in a brain fog. I'm just feeling fatigued as hell. SHRT, shit, you know. I feel like 80% fatigue. I can't think of the name of him. Oh, I can't think of it. But made a comment and was using comedy. I don't know who the writer was for his comedy hour before his late night show. I can't think of his name, but it was like, oh my gosh. As a comic, I think one thing he probably should have realized is there's some things that aren't up for grabs to make light of or fun of or to make a joke about. Because when you do, it's a little creepy and disturbing, but was making jokes about the people suffering and having nowhere to go in Palestine and Palestinian countries, Palestinian people. Good Lord, I'm sorry. Brain fog. Yeah, excuse me. This is what I mean. I have to get 111. Yes, I'm up 111. I told you, I do things, and it's if it happens and I can't sleep and I end up reverse sleep schedule because my sleep's all over the place. Hey, it's peaceful. Everybody's sleeping. The world is quiet and still. And this is where I recharge. And this is my peace time. Some people say this is their time with God. This is my time with God and my peace time with the world of silence, you know? 111 angel digits. This is why I have to get supplemental treatment. It's a must because the stuff affects your memory. And when you have hereditary Alzheimer's and dementia, and I'm not saying which side, and it runs on one side, you don't want to play, as I was told, with treatments that affect, you know, your brain and your memory, and you have something like that. Because there is scientific things that treatments can trigger. If you carry that gene, and that gene is dominant with you, within you, you can turn things early. You can end up with dementia and Alzheimer's early. Don't get me wrong, you can. I was just warned by an oncology specialist where you have to supplement things that treatments are taking. This is a side effect. I can't, you know, I draw blanks. I know what I want to say, but I just can't think of the name or what I'm saying. I'll be listening to this audio probably after treatments and things are over. I don't know when I'm going to get out of them, but I'll be able to listen back and go, wow, I really couldn't think straight, could I? I can't think of the late night talk show host's name, but making comedy and jokes out of being stuck at the border of Egypt and not being able to get through Israel or Egypt or any of the Middle Eastern countries, letting all the, you know, people and, you know, all the Palestinian people through. And, you know, Israel's getting ready to go in, ground troops, you know, and they're stuck and it's horrible. And the children, you know, 40% of the population are young children. And many families are getting, you know, killed. What is it, TikTok? They don't say killed. TikTok, I had to ask somebody on a live. And, you know, and I'm that kind of person. I'm not gonna feel stupid asking if I don't know what the heck you're talking about. Unlive? Unlive somebody? I didn't know what the heck that meant. I'm like, what's unlive mean? It means dead, killed. I'm like, why don't we just say the person was killed or deceased? We unlive. And then the person says to TT. I said, where does this come from, TT? And I'm like, who's TT? Sorry. I did a lot of people come back and they're like, TikTok. And I'm like, oh my Lord. And as a TikTok creator, I'm like, gosh, how do I not know this slang? The TikTok slang's always changing. You know what I'm saying, folks? Unlive. I didn't even know when we start using deceased and dead and they were killed, they were shot. We unlive. I think that's like proper etiquette terminology, maybe. Or that it's very uncomfortable for people to talk about what's going on over there. It's uncomfortable for people to talk about death in general. Let's get it straight, folks. And I'm going all over this place with the podcast, but that's the great thing with Free Yourself, My Journey. There are no skits. It's just me. I'm just going to talk about everything. When do we become so afraid in societies, like super afraid now, to talk about death? To talk about what's going on? To talk about real things, you know? We're born and we die. We're alive and people are deceased. They're killed. Things happen. It's horrible over there. Nobody likes to watch it. We understand that we need to get rid of the people that are evil people. Okay, we understand that. There's groups, organizations, whatever you want to call them, okay? Whatever name they want to name themselves. I understand that, but I'm sorry. I'm just one of those people that I'm not feeling okay about any ground troops going in unless you get the innocent children out of the way. Can we not open the borders? I'm just going to say this. Why can't we have temporary families to step up to the plate for these children? You know? These young babies and that, and getting them to safer ground and safer places, you know? I don't get it. I really don't. And I know war is war. And I know so many people are going to listen to this and go, but war is war, Kim. I understand that. But I'm an empath. And true to my empath tendencies, I'm not okay with watching this stuff. And it, like, makes anybody feel uneasy. I think it should make feel everybody uneasy once they start getting all this ground troops in. And it's going to be terrible. You know, there's nothing left. You know, nobody wants to claim this Gaza Strip. Nobody wants to claim it's part of the country, but there's going to be nothing left to claim. But I still think that there should be codes and laws of war and things like that. And you have to, the people that are innocent, that have nothing to do with any of this, allow them to write the right and freedom to get out of harm's way of getting killed, shot, bombs, as children. You know, we talk about trauma. You know, but that's just me. But the late night comedian mate was making just horrible off cuff. I thought was just wrong. It was just about the war and these people and these young children and families getting stuck and not having anywhere to go. Not being able to cross over in Egypt and that, or any of the other Middle Eastern countries. And I think there's like a code and rule for comedians as well. Let's face it. If some topics you just don't want to, you know, tell who's ever writing for you that you're not comfortable doing that, it's probably not good, you know. Sometimes that stuff can make or break you too. You know, your popularity as a comedian, a late night host, but it was just off-putting. I mean, people used to make fun of Andrew Dice Clay a long time ago because they said, you know, he was filthy mouth, whatever his comedy. But even he knew not to say certain things. Okay, come on now. You know, I can't think of the guy's name. I'm sure if anybody's listening and you listen to him and you probably, if you know what I'm talking about, we're like, eh, it's not the time and place. It's probably not comedy. Yeah, let's talk about something else, you know. That's probably not it right now. Let's talk about Netflix charges going up $2 to $3. Let's talk about all the streaming channels and services going up at least $1, you know. But yet, in the economy of the United States, interest rates for housing went up again. It's at least, what, 8%? It's asinine. Like I said, the only people who afford it are the people that are getting transferred from big companies. They have a housing allowance. Or the big corporations that are running just nothing but just a monopoly, you know? And they're buying everything up. And then making it so daggone expensive for anybody to purchase the houses that they're buying. Or they, you know, gobble them up and they turn them into rentals that are like ridiculously expensive. That's the truth. Like I said, I'd never make a realtor. I would be the worst realtor in the world. I would have the least amount of sales because I could never lie. I would be the most honest realtor. I would sell nothing. I'm not a good liar. I'm sorry. I'm too much of an empath, too empathetic. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm sorry. I wouldn't. I'd be like, you don't need that damn land. I want to buy 100 acres. No, you don't. No, you don't. You need to see God. You need to go to church. You buy 100 acres and destroying everything, the wildlife and animals, they're going to extinction, you know, and you what? So you can build more pizza places or whatever? No, you need to open up some gyms, get everybody's butt working out and get some exercise. I don't need no more damn pizza. What the hell's wrong with you? Find another place. I don't know. Go over to Switzerland or somewhere. Ask them, you know, probably purchase some land on the Alps. I would not be a good realtor. I'm sorry. There's two people I don't like to deal with. Realtors and used car salesmen. Car salesmen, okay? Whether it's new or used. Realtors and car salesmen. I have been like this my whole life because I feel like they're two of the same people. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear just to land a deal. They don't care. They just want the commission. That's with all of them. But isn't that a lot of businesses that deal with sales, you know? I'm sorry. Don't start me. There's not even any cars to sell, is there, folks? They're in the car industry and dealerships working used in new car sales. There's not anything left. They still haven't settled it. General Motors still hasn't come up with it. You know, an agreement. Because you're dealing with Mary Barra, that's why. That's why. Good luck with that. That's all I gotta say. That's why it's taking so long. That's the first thing I thought when they did that. They started the strike. She could blame them, you know? The money these, you know, automotive industry is making, and the employment employees, you know, aren't benefiting from the profit and the sales and that and the gain, and the employees are just, you know, square one still. And I don't blame them for striking, but let's face it, there's no cars really going out, and the dealerships hardly have any cars, so you're going to pay more than what you should, let's just say. So no, I don't want to deal with realtors. I don't, you know, car salespeople, I'm not saying they're all like that, they're not all shady, but let's face it, 95% are. I'm fortunate to run into the 5%. I've been dealing with the 5%, okay? I'm lucky. You know, I've dealt with the 5% the last car, you know, so last couple of cars. So I'm lucky. But there are, you gotta be careful. I mean, this is like 2023 in general. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful going to the bank. You gotta be careful using the ATM. You gotta be careful going to the store. You gotta be careful, you know, buying toilet paper. You gotta be careful. You just gotta be careful. I literally was going to do the nun. I was in this podcast here, you know, I was going to do the nun because I love, you know, helping rescue organizations and that, on social media. And when you do lives and that, you can do gift donations and that to your favorite organizations, and it's Halloween. And even though I'm not in the scary, I just love that costume because it just freaks everybody out. And the nun doesn't say anything, so I don't have to talk and get my mind all boggled. I just do whatever with the costume on the nun. And the kids, do it for the kids. Kids enjoy it, you know? This day and age, the younger generation, they just need to have good old slapstick fun, you know? Harmless, innocent fun, you know? A greater way if you're an adult and you can contribute to bringing a smile and some joy and some boo and some scary stuff for Halloween in this season, you know? By all means, don't think twice about it. Do it, you know? It not only helps a kid to think about other things except for what's going on in the world, which isn't good, but it helps bring a smile to your face as well as your own soul. Amen.